If you have your Bibles, please open to the book of Romans, chapter 8. We'll be reading verses 31 through 39 in just a moment. That's Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 39. What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul is writing to a group of people who were living in the very middle of the Roman Empire. He is talking to a congregation who knows beyond all others what it means to be conquered and what it means to be a conqueror. You see, they had seen the triumphs that had been made by the Roman Empire. They saw the captives that had been taken by the Roman army. They saw the treasures that had been gathered in by the Romans as they went from place to place, pillaging and taking what they wanted. They saw foreign kings in chains. They saw Roman generals receiving their awards and their decorations for their job that was well done. So they saw really the Roman Empire at its strongest, at its greatest. And they did so as a broken down, defeated people. For you see, that's what armies do. They break down the people who stand against them. They take them apart. They take everything that they own and they beat them down. And the people that Paul is writing to here is a broken down people. So these people understood the word conquer. They understood what it was to be conquered. And they understood those who were conquerors. So Paul is writing to these people in an attempt to encourage them. To encourage them to be more as children of God, and in one way he is encouraging them to be more than conquerors. Because they knew what it was like to be a conqueror. They had seen it done firsthand. So Paul has to offer to them something that is greater than being a conqueror. So this is the question that I want to ask us tonight. How can we be more than conquerors? How can we be better than those who take us down and tear us down and take us apart? How can we overcome that? How can we step through that and live through that and flourish through that? You know, we as Christians are told to flourish, to overcome, to be strong, to be dedicated, to be more than conquerors. So how do we do that? How do we be more than conquerors? Well, first of all, those who are more than conquerors will breach the wall of sin. I think we all know tonight that sin is a barrier. Sin is a wall that separates us from God. We read that this morning in our lesson, and I want to read it again. From Isaiah chapter 59, Isaiah talks about this wall From verses 1 and 2, he said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you that he will not hear." Sin is a wall that stands between you and your Creator. It is a wall that stands between you and your Savior. It is a wall that stands between you and your salvation. And we've got to learn how to break down that wall, breach that wall, get across to the other side. And it's sad to note that even though we are a part of God's spiritual army, that unless we conquer that wall, unless we breach that wall, we ourselves are conquered. So to be more than conquerors, we have to breach that wall. We serve in the Lord's army for the purpose of doing that. We are given marching orders, so to speak, so that we can do that. And these orders is what we call the Great Commission. Jesus gave it to his disciples that were there on the day when he ascended back to heaven, and those same orders are for us today. Three of the four Gospels tell us of this Great Commission, this wall breacher, if you will. It tells us things like, go into the world and tell everybody about Jesus. Teaching faith in Jesus Christ. Teaching repentance of sins. Teaching confession of Jesus Christ as God's Son. Teaching baptism for the remission of sins. And that's exactly what the Great Commission says. And teaching them to observe all of the commandments of God. That's how you breach that wall of sin. That's how you climb over and get on the other side. These are the things that we must do as people who are more than conquerors. Next, those who are more than conquerors will possess the best weapons. You know, as Christians, God has given us some pretty mighty weapons to work with. In fact, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, he says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Have you ever thought of yourself as having that kind of power? To have that kind of ability to do this? That we can pull down the strongholds of sin? That we can cast down the arguments against the Lord? That we can take down every exalted thing that is against the knowledge of Christ? Have you ever thought of yourself as being one that can do that? According to the Apostle Paul, these are our weapons. And we have them at our disposal to use every day as children of God to tear down that wall of sin that separates us from God. Paul also tells us about the armor that God has given to us to help us in this battle. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us this. He talks about your waist being girded with truth. He talks about having put on the breastplate of righteousness and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He talks about taking the shield of faith, which enables you to quench the fiery darts that the devil is going to throw at you in this battle. And he talks about the helmet of salvation, which is the goal of every one of us, to have that salvation that comes from Jesus Christ. And then we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And each one of us can hold it in our hands, and it's power within us. It is power that allows us to do what God has asked us to do. It's power that gives us the ability to carry out that Great Commission, to fight that sin, to fight that Satan, and to climb that wall and to remove that barrier between us and God. The Hebrew writer even tells us that these weapons will actually pierce. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Oh, my friends, we have some powerful weapons. All we need to do is to utilize them and use them for God. And yes, we can break down that wall because we have been given these things by our God. And that makes us more than conquerors. Those who are more than conquerors will also follow orders from the captain. Our captain is Jesus Christ. The captain of the Christian army is Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 10, it says, "For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." Jesus Christ is our leader. And again, the only way for us to be victorious, the only way for us to win, is to be obedient to our leader. Again, the Hebrew writer, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9, it gives us Christ as the example. "He, though, was the Son of God, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." If we are willing to put him first in our life, if we are willing to follow him, if we are willing to obey him, if we are willing to use those tools that he has given to us, we will overcome sin, we will overcome Satan, and we will be more than conquerors. And then, being more than conquerors, we fight. It's inevitable for an army personnel. Why are you there? What will be your main function in the army? To fight. That's what you're trained for. From the day one when you step into boot camp to the day you leave, every day in between, you are prepared to fight. That's why you are there. And from day one, when we put on the cross of Christ in our lives, we are there for one reason, and that is to fight for God, to fight sin, to fight Satan. We, as Christians in the Lord's army, we fight. And we do everything we can to gain the victory. What are we fighting for? Well, we're fighting for treasure. We all know what treasure is. We all would like to find treasure someday, wouldn't we? We here on this occasion and every occasion that we wake up as a child of God, we are fighting for the richest treasure that is there, that can possibly be. And that treasure, of course, is heaven. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 20. "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven." That's where treasure is. Where moth nor rust does not destroy. Where thieves do not break in and steal. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, we as people on earth, we have many treasures. Some, we treasure fame. We treasure fortune. Some, we treasure money. Some, we treasure land. We treasure anything we can get our hands on. Jesus is saying, you know, "I've got the greatest treasure. What I have is so much better than any of this. It's treasure in heaven, and it's a treasure that cannot be destroyed. It's a treasure that cannot be taken away. It is yours forever." We fight for that treasure. We fight for that crown of life. And not only do we fight throughout our entire life to get this crown of life. Revelation 2 verse 10 tells us we have to fight to death. Be faithful unto death, it says, and then you will receive it. It's a never-ending battle. The Apostle Paul, he fought for his crown. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 and 8. I have fought a good fight, he said. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. We fight for that, folks. We take all of the weapons, all of the tools that God has given to us so we can climb that wall. We can breach that wall. And we can break through and get to the other side. And that makes us more than conquerors. Folks, when we leave this earth, if we are fortunate enough, and I pray that we all are, to walk through those pearly gates into that wonderful place called heaven, we will have conquered more than any battle, any soldier that has ever fought on this earth. Because we would have won the ultimate treasure. And then, because we are more than conquerors, we will see the victory. I want you to listen to the words of the Apostle Paul, and I love what he's saying here in 1 Corinthians 15. He says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." Do you know what Paul is telling us here? Paul is telling us that if we will take what God has given to us, if we will take the weapons, if we will take the knowledge, if we will take and use it, and fight, this is the end result. We will forever be with the Lord. There will be no death because it's been swallowed up. We will have eternity ahead of us. And we will have conquered this earth. We will have conquered 10,000 earths. And because we are more than conquerors, we can live with our God forever. You know, the Bible pictures the Christian life as with great terms of intensity. The great race. The great fight. The great battle. And my friends, if you will run this race, and if you will fight this battle to the end, you will be more than conquerors. As I say, the people that Paul was writing this letter to, they knew what it was like to be a conqueror. They had seen it done. But oh, if you will do these things, oh, how much more you will have. So I ask you tonight, are you living the life of a conqueror? From the day, from the moment you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed at night, have you fought that fight all day long? Because that's exactly what it takes. We can't let our guard down. We can't sit down and rest with our Christianity. It is something that must continue every moment of our lives. But that's what it takes if you want to be more than a conqueror. So I ask, do you run that race? Do you fight that battle? Tonight, my friend, if you are not a Christian, you need to become a part of the Lord's army and fight that fight. Be a conqueror. Be more than a conqueror. And Christian, if you were here tonight and you dropped out of the race, if you have stopped fighting, you have been conquered. The child of God has been conquered. But you can get back in the fight. You can start all over again, and God will stand with you, and He will give you back those weapons so that you can fight and you can win and still be able to be more than a conqueror. I tell you, my friends, don't be conquered. Paul was writing the people who had been conquered, and he was encouraging them to be more than the ones who had conquered them, to be more than a conqueror. And he says the same thing to you and me. And you can do that tonight through obedience to the gospel of Christ. Please do that. If you're subject to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.